Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday. It is August. It is the 23rd, 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week, let's look at movies and toys. Last week at the box office, your top movie in the U.S. was Lee Daniels' The Butler with $24.6 million. Where the Millers was number two with $18 million. Elysium, number three, $13.7 million. Planes, number four, $13.4 million. Kick-Ass 2, number five, $13.3 million. This week, The World's End, Your Next, The Frozen Ground, The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, and Drinking Buddies, and more in limited release are all going to be out and good and stuff. World's End's getting some really positive buzz. In the news, the opposite of positive buzz. Ben Affleck has been cast as Batman in the Superman sequel, which could mean Justice League or maybe not. Star Wars Episode 7 will be shot on 35mm film and not digitally like Episodes 2 and 3, according to director of photography Dan Mindel. He says he has been hired to work on the film, and his work has previously been seen in movies like Star Trek and Star Trek Into Darkness. The fifth Pirates movie now has a name. It is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, which is kind of obvious when you think about it, really. Bradley Cooper was cast as Rocket Raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy. Seth Rogen has a new pilot in development at FX about Bigfoot. He'll also be the roast host of James Franco in a few days. Speaking of, I read a headline on E! Online that pretty much says it all. Here goes. James Franco gets TV show starring James Franco called James Franco Presents About James Franco's Life. If I didn't know better, I would assume that was an AV Club headline. Comedy Central ordered a Ben Stiller comedy pilot called Big Time in Hollywood, Florida, which sounds vaguely wordy, but it does have Stephen Tobolowsky in it, so we're going to watch it. All of us. That means you too. A Canadian dentist is attempting to clone John Lennon using one of his old teeth. Whatever, man. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's the summer blowout sale. It ends on Tuesday night, so you want to get your orders in now. Over 1,000 items are on sale right now for some of our lowest prices ever. Statues, action figures, plush, tons of stuff, but hurry because it's first come, first serve. When it's gone forever. We've been over this, you know what's going on. Check it out today at entertainmentearth.com. In toy news, classic TV Batman arrived. Our two packs flew off the shelves, so Batman and Robin are temporarily out of stock, but we have Batman, Riddler, and Penguin 3-packs in stock. Those include display stands. Mine just arrived, and I didn't even know they had display stands until just now. They look good, I gotta say. And Penguin, I mean, when's the last time you bought a figure with a cigarette? Dark Horse continues its own Grimm program with a Grimm TV show Nick Burkhart bust due around November. He's got an axe. Or he's going to ask you some questions. Take your pick. Diamond will be bringing out a swell Marvel Select Classic Thor action figure in September, so get those pre-orders in now. Diamond will also be releasing a Star Trek IV Klingon Bird of Prey HMS Bounty in February. NECA has announced a Pacific Rim Gypsy Danger and Knifehead 7-inch action figure 2-pack coming, so you should pre-order it because the figures keep selling out. The Pacific Rim stuff seems to be doing very well. We're told to expect it in November. And as promised, Hasbro is bringing out the Ultimate Easy Bake Oven in black this year around September. We welcome pre-orders on this fine item. New arrivals include dozens of new LEGO sets, Star Wars, Kingdoms, Hero Factory, Friends, Galaxy Squad, City, and others are hot off the truck today. Check our site for availability. We added some new pre-orders. Biff Bang Pow has Saturday Night Live, and one of their first items will be a Saturday Night Live Bronx Beat mug featuring Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph. We also added a Munsters black and white action figure set, the entire family, Spirograph, you can get Spirograph now, Dark Knight Batman, HCG exclusive 1-to-1 scale bust. It's a life-size Batman at $800. It's the kind of thing you might have seen at the Sharper Image if you're old enough to have remembered going there. Check it out. It's really honking expensive. And for the increasingly aging Power Rangers population, who's technically younger than I am, Power Rangers Ninja Storm Crimson Thunder Ranger and Navy Thunder Ranger SH Figure Arts Figure 2 packs are up for pre-order, as its companion, the Power Rangers Ninja Storm Blue Wind Ranger and Yellow Wind Ranger SH Figure Arts Action Figure 2 pack. You can reorder these now! You can see lots of great stuff on our site. It's filled with new things that you probably want to see because it's... If you didn't know, August is basically the reset month for the toy industry. So this is when a lot of the old stuff goes away and the new stuff starts coming out. You might see a little in July, you'll see a little bit more in September, but August is where it's at. So you have an August birthday. This is when you can get people a lot of new toys. That's all I got. I will be off next week. I am on assignment, so we will not be having a show. But I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody.